Today's daf is daf ein dal. Today is a quick daf, I think. So if you look at the, we got to the last two lines of ein gimel amar beis. The Gemara says, gufa amar rav, ein mavoy nitar, belechi v'kore, adshu batim v'chatzeros psuchen l'socha. So the din is, we've seen this mentioned before, and this is how we pass him, and a mavoy, the only way a mavoy can be really fixed, with a lechi and kore, you need to have two houses and two chatzeros opening up to it. Anything short of that does not qualify, and the lechi or kore should not work. So that is the shita of Rav. And the shita of Shmuel, he is more mekel, amar filu bais echad v'chatzer achas, even if there's just one house and there's just one chatzer, that too would actually work. Now, just look at Rashi. Rashi writes, it's around eight narrow lines down in Rashi. Rashi says, bais echad v'chatzer achas, bias below chatzar. A house can exist without a courtyard. You can have a house that's directly on the street, on the mabway, without having a courtyard in front. That's something that's very possible. The chatzar, shibayis acher, pasuachlo. But a courtyard, by definition, a chatzar, always has a bias coming to it. So when you speak of a front yard, that means there's also a house attached to it. You can have a house without a chatzar, but you can't have a chatzar without a house. So when the Shmuel says you have a filu bais echad, the chatzar achas, that chatzar achas also has a house attached to it. So it's really a situation where the two houses, but only one chatzar. So that's the step. So while Rav requires two houses and two chatzeros, Shmuel requires two houses and only one chatzar. That's the and that would make a mavoy for Shmuel. And even in that scenario, Shmuel would allow you to use a lechi or a korah to be matir the mavoy. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan takes it one step further. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu churva. What's a churva? Rashi says afilu churva is just an area that's just desolate. Afilu churva mikan v'chatzer mikan de'ein chatzer bel bayis. You can't have a chatzer without a bayis. So what that means is you have a chatzer and a bayis and a churva. So churva is almost like a chatzer without a house. We call a churva just an open area. So if you have again a chatzer and a house and a churva, that for Rabbi Yochanan would also be allowed. While Shmuel allowed two houses and a chatzer, Rabbi Yochanan said even one house and one chatzer and a churva would also be sufficient to establish a mavoy that you can set up a lechi or kara. So these are three different shitas. So Amr le Abai says to Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yochanan afilu b'shvil shekramim. Let's say you have a chatzer in a house on one side, and the other end of the mavoy, excuse me, is a little shvil shekramim, a little pathway, a walkway through a vineyard. Is that considered like a churva? Would that be the same allowance of making a lechi kara and a mavoy? So Amr Lo, Bai responds, rather Rav Yosef responds back to Bai, that would not work. So Amr Rav Yochanan, Lo Amr Rav Yochanan Ella b'churva d'chazi l'dira. A churva is a desolate area, you could build something there, right? It means a plot of land that no one built on. It's just open, a grass, a wood, trees, you could build on it. Aval shvil shekramim d'lo chazi l'dira lo. But if you have a vineyard, no one's knocking that down to build a house, to build a building there. So therefore, while a churva itself has no, it's not a living space, it has the potential to be a living space, a shvil shekramim has no such potential. It's really unlikely anyone would turn it into a living space. So therefore, while a churva would allow a mavri to be permitted through a lechi and kara, a shvil shekramim, that's where really he stops. At that point, he would not allow for it.
What happens to the mavri?
You can't carry it. It doesn't work. There's no way to carry it. So then Amar Huna bar Chinuna, the Azda, Rabbi Yochanan Latame, Rabbi Yochanan goes, Lashitaso, the Tanan. Amar Rabbi Shimon, we've seen this Mishnah also several times. Echad Gagos, Vechad Karpefos, Vechad Chatzeros, Vishis Achasin. Lekalim Sheshavsu Latochan, Volo Lekalim Sheshavsu Besochabais. What that means is, and I may read this again, that if you have an outside area, a rooftop, and let's say the rooftop is level with the carpet for the open areas we spoke about, swampy areas, and it's also level with areas that are regular chatzeros. That's all outside. We view that as all one vicinity, and you could carry any kalim that was outside. You could carry it from place to place as much as you want without any need for making an eruv. I'm not talking about building walls right now, but the walls that let's say exist, but you don't need to make that eruv chatzeros. You don't need to have that matzah. It's all considered one unit, the karpefos along with the gagos along with the chatzeros. That's all, again, relative to the kalim that were all outside. But kalim that are in my house, without there being an eruv, I can't bring kalim in my house, I can't bring them outside. So just look at the Rashi here. Rashi explains here that echad gagos, kulan rishus achas letaltel kalim. They're all considered one rishus to carry the kalim sheshavsu begag zelagag chaver. If our rooftops are adjacent to each other, I could go from rooftop to rooftop. For lo amrinam, we don't say, kishem shediyorin chalukin lamata, just like different people live below the rooftops and they're separate units. Maybe I should say kach chalukim lamala, so to above the roof, this should also be different. No, We view them as all one vicinity. Therefore, kelim sheshavsu b'chatzizu, motzin l'chaverta b'chen l'karpe, if you're able to carry from one place to the next, as long as it all remains outside, ho'yol v'kum rishus she'en dirhi. They're all areas that nobody lives in. There, no one lives on rooftops, no one lives in karpevos, no one lives in chatzeros, it's all kum rishus achas. And then Rashi says, v'ein tarach l'ariv m'chatz l'chatz, you don't have to make an area from one chatz to the next. El b'shvil kelim sheshavsu b'bayis. If you want to bring kelim from in the house outside, shebechatzu lotziim l'chatzer acharis. That would be the issue. So if I want to take something from my house and bring it outside and ultimately to your chatzer, that's when you need an area. But if I'm planning on only using things that are outside, that would all be fine without needing to set up an Erev. So look back inside the Gemara now. One more time, the Gemara says, Amr Rav Huna Bar Chinna, V'oz de Rav Yochanan L'tamei, Titzan Amr Rav Shimon, Echad Gagos, Echad Karpevos, V'echad Chatzeros, Rishas Achasein, L'kelem Sheshavsu L'socham, V'lo L'kelem Sheshavsu B'socha Bayis. And comes along now, Amr Rav Halacha, it's Rav Shimon, Pasch like Rav Shimon, that this is a true Halacha, V'hu Shelo Irvu, it's only true if you didn't make an Erev. We discussed only a case of not making an Erev. If you just look at Rashi before the next step, Rashi says, every one more line of Rashi, in Gemara, sorry, v'hu shel irvu, aval irvu, if they made an erev, gazrinan dilma asi lafuke mani debatim l'chatzer. If they made an erev, there's a chashash, you might come to take the manim, the kelim, that in your house, to the chatzer. What does that mean? So it means is that if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, v'hu shelo irvu, no one made their separate Erev within their own house. Meaning if you have, let's say, Reuven Shimon Levi living in adjacent courtyards. So if no one made an Erev with each other or even to my own courtyard, so then there's no Erev to speak of. So from Reuven's Chatzah to Shimon's Chatzah to Levi's Chatzah, we could all carry there without any need for an Erev. But Rashi explains further. I can't take from my house to the courtyard. Since my Kalim in the house are not outside, leka lemigzar imafke kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer lechaverta aslafuke nami kelim sheshavsu b'bayis shotzin lechatzer zu lechatzer acharis. Meaning, I cannot bring from my house to the courtyard. I'm sharing a courtyard with other people, right? Me and five people living here. This courtyard is the only way it works if I make an erev that we're all one unit. So if we didn't make that erev, I cannot take from my house to the courtyard because we didn't make an erev. So now, but I could still carry from the chatzer A to Chatzer B, to Chatzer C, without an Erev, that's all allowed. But the moment I make an Erev in my Chatzer A, which allows me to bring from my house to my courtyard, there's a chashash now that I might take the kelim from my house to the courtyard and to the next courtyard. We're not talking about a case, again, if there's an Erev around all three courtyards, all of us put together a matzah, then it's fine. We all are connected. But we're talking about where each individual Chatzer made a separate Erev. So I can only carry in my Chatzer, my house to my Chatzer. The moment I allow an Erev, that actually creates a chumrah. Because without there being an Erev, then my houses are separate from the Chatzer, because there's no Erev right now. We can all carry things outside from all three Chatzers, are all allowed. But the moment we make an Erev around my house and my Chatzer with everyone else here, we can only carry from my house to the Chatzer, but I cannot carry from Chatzer A to Chatzer B to Chatzer C, unless I make a separate Erev around all Chatzers as well. That's what Shmuel says. Let's read that inside one more time. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Halachah Rabbi Shimon, V'hu Shelo Erev, it's only if there's no Erev at all, can you carry from all the chatzeros? About Irvu, if the bias and the each chatzer independently made their own Erev, then you cannot carry from the different chatzeros. Gazrin and Dilma Asi Lafuke Mani Debatim L'chatzer to another chatzer acher. That's the Rav's understanding. But comes along Shmuel, Shmuel Amar, Bein Irvu, Bein Lo Irvu. He's not concerned. Even if there was an Erev made between the house and the chatzer A, he still allowed you to carry from chatzer A to chatzer B to chatzer C. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha, Rabbi Shimon, that's why Paskin, Bein Irvu, Bein Lo Irvu. Alma, we see from here that Lo Gazrina, we're not concerned, Dilma, Asi Lafuke Mani Debatim Lachatzer. We're not concerned that I might bring Kalim from my house to my courtyard, which is allowed. We're not concerned that I might take from my courtyard now to courtyard B or to courtyard C. I understand that the Halacha only applies within, I can only carry within my Erev, my Chatzer. I'll know I won't bring to my adjacent Chatzer, and there's no Chashash in that case. Just like in that situation, Rabbi Yochanan was not concerned of a gzeira, hachanami here as well, lo gazrin and dilma asi lafuke, mani dechatzer, lechurva. So too, by the churva, the chashash was that you might end up bringing from my courtyard to the churva, and you can't carry in the churva, so that's not a chashash. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, last few narrow lines on the page here, hachanami, lo gazer dilma asi lafuke, mani dechatzer, lechurva, derech mavoi, Vare rushus acheresi sheyesh lebailim uvimavoi lo nishatu sherei eno oseres The issue is that there's a chashash I can't carry in the churva. The churva is unowned, it's ownerless. So I definitely can't carry in the churva. There's a chashash that now if I'm allowed to make a lechi and korah around the mavoi that has a chatzar and a bias and a churva over here, I can make a lechi korah carry from my chatzar to the mavoi. But I might now carry to the churva. And that's a problem because the churva is not owned by it. There's no erva, no shittif in the churva itself. It's not a chatzar. So maybe if I carry from the mavoi, I'll carry the churva. That should be a chashash. Yochanan says there's no gzer. Just like I'm allowed to carry from my house my chatzar, I'm not choshesh that I'm going to go to the next door chatzar. I'm allowed to stay in that area. So to buy the mavoi, I'm not concerned I'm going to spill over into the churva. That's the parallel gzer the Gemara says is l'shitas.
It's like almost like gzer gzer because the whole mavoi thing is putting up a lechi is also gzer.
It could be. So now the Gemara says, based on what we had said above, that Shmuel is of the opinion that you can make a lechin korei a mavoi, even if there's just a bais echad v'chatzar achas. So the Gemara now says there's a ma'isa, a very interesting ma'isa, but actually before the ma'isa, just a couple of ma'isas actually. Yosef Rav Bruna, the Kamerle Shmaisa, they were talking about the sugya that Shmuel was makel about what establishes a mavoi to allow for lechi v'korei. So Amar Le Rabbi Eliezer bar Beirav, Amar Shmuel Hachi, does Shmuel really say this? Is he really lenient? Afilu bais echad v'chatzar achas, you could make a lechi v'korei in such a mavoi? Amar Le in, yeah, he taka says this. Amalei achvelei ushbizi. Show me where he stays. Where is he sleeping? Which is his hotel room? I want to go knock on his door and ask him if it's really true. I don't trust you. So achvelei, they pointed which house you're staying in. So also the kami de Shmuel, he came in front of Shmuel. Amalei, Amar Mar Hachi, does the Rebbe say this? Amalei in, yes, I agree that this is true. That afilu bayis echad v'chatzar achas is sufficient to allow for a mavoi with a lechi and kara. V'hamar, don't you also say, I heard in your name, Shmuel, Rebbe, that damar ein lanu be'irvin. We only allow for the halachas of Erevin, just like the Mishnah we saw yesterday's daf. The relationship of a mavoi to a chatzar is the same relationship of a chatzar to a batim, which means, just like a chatzar is by definition where there are two houses, so too a mavoi is where there are two chatzeros. So, and the lashon of the Mishnah is a chatzeros, not a chatzar. So how could Shmuel say, afil bayis echad, v'chatzar achas is enough to allow for a mavoi? You need two chatzeros, as you yourself quoted and emphasized the language of the Mishnah that mavoi lechatzeros, two chatzeros. Ishik, Shmuel was silent. So what was the shikah? Was the shikah called da? He agreed, I'm wrong? Or shikah was like, leave me alone, I don't agree with you. So kibla mine. Did Shmuel accept his question? Did he retract and say, you're right, you actually taka do need two chatzeros? Or no, he held strong with his position. So Gemara tells the Maisa Tashma, Tahu Mavo, there's a certain mavoi, to have a dire that person lived there by, his name was Ivus Bar-I. I don't know anything about him, but that was his name. And Avid Le Lechia, Vishar Le Shmuel, so he had built a Lechi, apparently it was a situation where there's a mavoi, and a Bayis Echad V'chatzar Achas, right? They only had one chatzar in this mavoi, and they put it one Lechi, and Shmuel was the Mashkiach of this Lechi, it was okay. So we see Shmuel L'shitaso. So also Rav Anan came along, and Shadye, he came along, Rashi's Hippil HaLechi. Rashi also points out, it was after Shmuel had died, so then he took down the Lechi, broke the Lechi. He ruined the Lechi. So Amar, this individual, his name again was Ivas Bar-I, he says to Rav Anan, he says, Amar, Mvoa, the Darni Bey, Vasina Shmishmei, the Mar Shmuel, a Mavo that is lived in. And Shmuel himself came, and he permitted such a Karel, such a Lechi, Nese Rav Anan comes along, Bar Rav, Nishe Min, just throws it down. Who do you think you are? Shmuel preceded you. Shmuel was greater than you. Shmuel gave me the hashkacha. How could you come and just undo what you had done? So, Shmamina, the Lo Kibla Mine, must be that he didn't accept it. He didn't retract, and Shmuel still held strong on his Eir. So Gemara says, no. Li Olam, Eimlecha Kibla Mine. Really, Shmuel actually accepted the challenge. He retracted and says, you need two chateros, two houses. Two batim, two chateros. So where were the two chateros? Apparently, this case only had one chater. So where's the second chater? So Gemara explains, v'hacha chazana hu dehava achel nam bevesa. Here, the chazan of the Beis Knesset would eat, he would eat in his house. V'asa bayis bebei knisha, and he would go sleep in the shul. And apparently the shul, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, v'asa, look at Rashi, v'hu chazana hava, hahu mavoa, that mavoi, l'hachi sharelei Shmuel. The reason why Shmuel allowed for it, the chazana, the chazan, the shamish, hava achel nahama bevesa, he'd eat bread in his house. Shayala b'makum acher, with some other location. V'asa b'bayis, he would sleep b'bei k'nishta. that apparently the shul had opened up to the mavoi. At that moment, Rav Anan didn't see the chazan in the sleeping in the shul. So, but now that it was clear there was a chazan sleeping there, the chatzer of the Beis Knesset was a second chatzer. He thought it was just stama shul. That's not a chatzer. That's not a bias. He didn't know there was a chazan living there. So that's a Beis Dira with a chatzer. That was a second chatzer. There taka were two chatzeros in that area. He just didn't know. And the Gemara concludes, V'ivus bar'i savar makom pisa garam. The Ivis felt, Machlokas yesterday, is the Makom Pisa Gorim or Makom Lina. So where is the guy eating? The Chazan was eating at home, not in the house, in the Beis Knesset rather. So Ivis felt the Beis Knesset was not a Beis Dira, because he didn't eat in the Beis Knesset. So really you only had one Chatzar, and Shmuel therefore held strong that you only need one Chatzar to allow for Lechi. However, Shmuel Atameh, Shmuel himself, that's how Rav Anan said, we know Shmuel's Psak, the Amar, Makom Lina Gorim. It's where you sleep. So had Rav Anan known that the guy was sleeping there, he would not have broken it down, because then, since he sleeps there, there are actually two batim and two chatzeres that would have worked. He just didn't know that metzias. What comes out from all this, however, it's possible that Shmuel did retract, and the taka had two chatzeres, that's why it worked. A fascinating shaila comes up that I saw discussed, Rav Zilberstein talks about this, Rav Menashe Klein talks about this, the following shaila. What happens if you go to an area where you know that there's an eruv that's completely shalok halacha? Mamash shalok halacha. And everyone thinks it's a good Erev. So I could do everyone a tova. I rip down the Erev. Everyone says, oh, the Erev's down now, and I'm not going to carry. So I'm destroying someone's property, but I'm saving everyone else. Would you be able to do this? So they bring a Rai. Rav Anan did that. Rav Anan took down the Lechi and broke it, so no one should rely on it to think it's allowed, because he thought it was also to carry. So Rav Menashe Klein says, no, you can't bring a Rai from this Gemara, because he says, in the end of the day, Ivis Bar'i gave a rebuke. How are you doing this? This is Shmuel. Who are you to come along and do this? So even though Rav Anan felt differently, you can't just knock it down. So it's unclear how to read the conclusion of Gemara, but it sounds like Rav Anan was wrong, perhaps, for doing this. There are a couple other Gemaras, if you remember, Rav Sheshes also at one time, remember, he had this like, little pardes, a little orchard by the yeah, so there are a couple cases where they took down. The three Gemaras he quotes that indicate that someone took down the Erev, but at the end, they were all rebuked for doing so. So he did not think you have any proof for doing so. Rav Zilberstein added on one more layer. He had said that even if you could, even if you had detained the possibility that one can break down an Erev to protect everyone else and damage someone's property, he felt that that was only back to true in the times of the Gemara. Where their kinna was kinnas Hashem, it was kinnas terasa, where they had true intentions. You and I, this generation, we don't have that ability where we have true intentions, and therefore he felt that no one should ever, even if they're doing the right thing, we can't trust that your intentions are truly correct, and therefore he would never advise anyone doing this. That, on top of the fact that Rav Menashe Klein felt that it's wrong, even back then, one should not have taken down a Reuven. I do recall a slightly different situation that in YU, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was very against making an Eruv up by YU, because the way, those who are familiar, Amsterdam, it's Rishis Ram, it goes to almost half the city. Rav Schechter felt differently, but in the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, so long as he was alive, Rav Schechter didn't want to go against Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. When Rav Soloveitchik was nifter, I don't know how soon afterwards, but then Rav Schechter was comfortable building an Erev around the YU area. He did not think that Amsterdam is a Rishis Rabim, because it's not Mefulish. Remember, going back for a second, Mefulish is it goes through and through. Amsterdam, when you get down to like 110 or so, it curves off. It doesn't go straight. So therefore, he didn't feel that that would break up as a Rishis Rabim, and he allowed for it. So this is a case, not where he undid an Erev, actually but where you created an Erev, where the previous Posek thought otherwise. So a slightly different case. Let's finish off the Gemara now. Gemara now says halfway down, Ayin Dad Amibez, Amar Yehuda Amarav. Mavoi, Shetzida Echad Obe Kochavim, Vitzido Echad Yisrael, Ein Marvin Oso, Der Chalonos Latiro Der Psachim Lemavoi. So if you look at the diagram in Rashi, so you have a Mavoi, and one side is a Chatzir of Avadim, and the other side is a Chatzir of Yisrael, one Yisrael. And now we need two Chatzirs of Yisrael, we need two Batim for a Mavoi. Now, there are three chatzeros of Yisraelim, but they're not all directly attached to the mavoi. They have to go through properties. So now, what do you do in this case? So the din is, you cannot make a mavoi. We don't acknowledge the three chatzeros of Yisrael as being three. They're all considered one, because there's only one entrance to the mavoi. So in essence, it's one Yisrael on one side, and a guy on the other side, and that doesn't work. You need two Yisraelim chatzeros and batim on the side of the mavoi. So this does not work. So again, Mavoi Shetzido Echad Ovid Kochavim Vitzido Echad Yisrael. Ein Marvin Oso Derech Chalonos Latiro Derech Psachim LeMavoi. This does not work. It's not Koran Lechi won't work. Amar LeAbaye. Abaye says LeRav Yosef. Amar Rav Afil B'Chatzer. So that was all a structure around a Mavoi. Let's move to a Chatzer. A Chatzer needs two houses. A house on each side, let's say. So what if you have a Chatzer with a base Yisrael And the base of the Chachavim, would you say the same thing? That too wouldn't work. You need two houses of Jews, just like you need two Chatzeros of Jews by the Mavoi, you need two houses by a Chatzer. So would you say the same thing? So Amar Le'in, yes. I would say the same din applies, meaning that if you have a Chatzer with the Yisrael and the Goy, then you cannot make an Erev. Now, Tosfos goes in, we're not going to get involved. Of course it doesn't work. You need to do Schiris Makom first. So let's say you did Schiris Goy. You rent the property from the Goy, and then you want to make an Erev. It doesn't work if you have one Goy on one side and the Yisrael on the other side. So now, Gemara says, Di lo amar mai hava amina. So what was the question? Why would one have thought that by Mavoi, a Chatzer Nachri would not allow you to mati the Mavoi, but there's a Havmina that a Chatzer, a base Goy, would be allowed? What would the Chilik be of Aser by a Mavoi and a Heter by a Kula by a Chatzer? So the Gemara says, my Havmina. Taima derav, mishum de'ein Mavoi niter belechi v'kara, ad sheyuhu batim v'chatzeris psuchim l'tochem. The Havmina is, the only time we allow for a Mavoi to be permitted is if you have two houses, two Chatzeros. So if you look at Rashi, last Rashi in the page here, batim v'chatzeris psuchim l'tochem, by the case of the Mavoi with the Goy on one side of the Israel on the other side, that's only one Chatzer. Why? The Psichale, the Diras Nachri, Lav Shmei Dira. Because, yeah, Lamaisa, there's a Goy living there, but we don't acknowledge Lagabi Halacha, the Dira of a Goy being a base Dira, and therefore, in essence, there's only one bias on the side, one Chatzer on the side of the Mavoi, that's why it's not allowed. As opposed to the case of the Chatzer, so we acknowledge we could allow for even a chatzer, according to Shmuel, all you really need is one house for Shmuel. Remember, Shmuel says one house, one chatzer is enough? So even though the base dira of Yisrael, of a goy rather, a lot of base dira here, we don't need a base dira. As long as there's one bias in the chatzer, that's allowed to be used for a chatzer. That's the Havamina. So Gemara says, okay. So now establishing, we have the statement we just said above, that Rabbi Yehuda says that a mavoi requires, we just taught the din that ein mavoi niter belechi ad sheyu batim chatzeres psuchos l'tocho. That's what we learned from this statement. We know that already from the Mishnah. Why repeating a statement in the Amoraim, that which we already know from the Mishnah? Tarti lamali, what's the need to repeat this twice? And the Gemara says we need to teach it the following din. Because tzricha d'imei, we only had the Mishnah that you need two chatzeres and two batim. Havami, I would have thought diras obed kochav mishma dira. Maybe if one of the houses is of a goy, it would work. Kamash Milan, from this statement, the diras obed kochavim lo shma dir. It's not called a dir. That's the added chiddush we learn from this statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. V'imehacha, have we only had the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav that the base dir of a goy is not a base dira? So then still, I don't know. Imehacha, habamina lo yadana batim kama. How many houses does one need? So all I know is you need multiple houses by a mavoi. And we also know that a base dir of a goy is not a base dir. But how many houses does one need? Three, four, five, six? Kamash Milan from the Mishnah. Batim train hashta two. You only need two houses, and that's enough to allow for a mavoi with the lechi and a korah. Now hashta. Now dama rav afilu chatzer. Now that rav says even a chatzer that the din would be if you have a chatzer where it's a base Yisrael and a base nachri that you are not allowed to be matir. You cannot make an erev in that case. So what's the reason? Why not? The my time of the rav the kasaver aser. We cannot make an error for a person who lives by himself with a guy. If you live in the same chatzer, you and a guy, it's not good news. Rashi explains here, three lines down from the top. We don't want you learning. If your only influence, your only neighbor is a guy, you're going to learn from him. We don't want you learning from what he does, obviously. We don't want to make you an heir. We don't want to help you out. We want it to be uncomfortable for you to live there. So you could either get a family, a new neighbor that's Jewish, or move somewhere else. So we don't accommodate you at all. So he stays alone and he leaves. In other words, right now he's by himself. So we'll set you up an heir. We make an heir for him. He'll be very, very comfortable. And he has no sense of urgency. His life is great for him. He's going to be by himself. He'll learn from his actions. He might even get killed by the guy. We were scared of being killed. We don't want to accommodate you. Until you get a second neighbor here that you have to live and hold on to protect you, to learn from, we're not going to help you out. We won't make you an heir. That's the real reason why. So Gemara then says, Amar of Yosef, we'll finish with this right before the Mishnah. Now, Yehachi, that's the case. We see how it's such a big thing not to live with just you and a guy in one chatzer. Now I understand. Hainu de Shemana le the Rabbi Tavla. I heard from Rabbi Tavla, Amar, Ovid Kochavim, Ovid Kochavim, Shezimne, Leodana Mike Amri. So Rashi just fills in the gap here a little bit. When he heard that a Jew was living with a goy, just the two of them alone in a chater, he would scream, "Ovi kachavim, ovi kachavim." Why? Because he was so upset, so bothered by how someone could do such a thing. Now I get the svar why. Because the dangers, spiritually and physically, when living in by oneself with just a Jewish family and a non-Jewish family in one chater. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Mirat Hashem. We will continue tomorrow.